Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Some Alabama probate judges have now filed motions and memoranda with the Alabama Supreme Court on the issue of issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. They're joining Liberty Counsel's argument currently pending before that state's highest court. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, just to give people a little bit of background about what's going on here before we talk about the recent filings of the probate judges, this would be Judge Williams and also Judge Enslin. This case began when a federal district judge down in the southern part of Alabama said prior to the June 26 hearing or the ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States that the marriage laws in Alabama, which were passed by a margin of, I think, 82%, were unconstitutional. As a result of that, some probate judges began issuing same-sex marriage licenses that were not part of that case in other parts of Alabama. So Liberty Counsel filed a lawsuit on behalf of two nonprofit organizations directly with the Alabama Supreme Court. And the Alabama Supreme Court took the case and they issued an opinion that said the probate judges had no authority to issue licenses to same-sex couples, and that put a stop to it. Then you had the June 26 opinion, a 5-4 opinion of the five lawyers from the U.S. Supreme Court on marriage. And then the Alabama Supreme Court asked for additional briefing, which Liberty Counsel did complete the additional briefing. One of the judges that's part of the case is Judge Williams, and another judge, Judge Enslin, is represented by the overall lawsuit. He's not directly part of the case. So we've already filed our responses, and Judge Williams recently filed his, and also Judge Enslin filed his as well. And they filed it in light of what was happening in Kentucky with Kim Davis, seeing how she had spent 6 days in jail for exercising her right of conscience, and they're asking the Alabama Supreme Court to act to protect the probate judges in Alabama.
Yeah, Judge Nick Williams has some strong language here in the motion he filed last month and in a memo with the court, with the Alabama Supreme Court, does, arguing the Obergefell decision is wholly lacking in lawful Supreme Court authority because the United States Constitution defines the powers of the federal government and gives no branch of the federal government power to redefine marriage. The 14th Amendment never withdrew from the various states the authority to maintain natural marriage as an exclusively monogamous heterosexual institution. And, you know, what they need to realize here, these five radical change agents on the United States Supreme Court, is that this matter is anything but settled, that we are at an impasse. There are Christians, there are believers who will not violate their conscience based on this illegitimate ruling. And when you have the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and Justice Alito and others saying exactly that, but this is illegitimate, it is not rooted in the Constitution, has nothing to do with the Constitution, this is pure, unadulterated judicial activism, unconstitutional activism, and this decision is illegitimate. Here we have some bold judges in Alabama that are standing up and not just making that case, they're saying, we will not bend.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Judge Williams, in the filing that he issued recently, he went on to give the example of Abraham Lincoln and the Wisconsin Supreme Court, both of whom did not respect the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on slavery with respect to the Dred Scott decision. Judge Williams called the Alabama Supreme Court to, quote, recognize the historic moment to return balance to our system of federalism and restrain lawlessness, close quote. He says, by doing its duty in response to the, quote, judicial power grab of five lawyers, close quote, quote, a naked judicial claim, close quote, and, quote, fundamentally at odds with our system of government, close quote, he says that the Alabama Supreme Court is not bound by the decisions of the United States Supreme Court where it acts outside of its authority and legitimacy. And that also is a quote. That's in the filing by Judge Williams at the Alabama Supreme Court. Now, there's also another judge, probate judge, who is not directly involved, but he's affected by this. He also filed a motion and a memo there, and he says that the Supreme Court opinion of June 26 remains, quote, illegal and unconstitutional in the state of Alabama. He says it's born solely from a strained interpretation of the U.S. Constitution, and that the new marriage license, same-sex marriage license, is a child of the federal government, not of the state of Alabama. And so there is those two filings, Matt, that are now lodged with the Alabama Supreme Court, in addition to the filings that Liberty Counsel had also previously filed, because we're the ones who initiated this case to stop same-sex marriage in Alabama.
Well, the Supreme Court has abused its authority. It has usurped the authority of the states. We would you know, acknowledge that the states don't even have a right to redefine marriage. That marriage is what it is. But the reality is, even just a couple years ago in the Windsor decision, Justice Kennedy, writing in the majority, said very clearly that it's a states' rights issue. That the states can define for marriage what is marriage in those states, but that the federal government essentially must recognize marriages in the various states that do, imagine counterfeit same-sex marriage. And then just 2 years later, just because they want to, with no precedent, no constitutional argument, no historical context, no anything, as the four dissenting justices point out, they just decide they're going to do it because, well, they just think it's time and that's what they want to do. Well, Matt, that is not a democratic republic. That is not following the separation of powers. That is judiciocracy. That is judicial tyranny, and we're not going to stand for that in the United States.
No, in fact, that is, the fact of the matter is you have to ask the question, if a judge, say at the Supreme Court level, is obligated to interpret the Constitution and their powers are within that document, then when they act outside of that, when they have their own personal opinions that have nothing to do with the Constitution that they're sworn to uphold, then what is that and how should we treat that? Does that mean that anything that they say, simply because they get four other people to agree with them and thus a total of five, and they write it on paper and they issue it, no matter how removed it is, how foreign it is to our Constitution, does that mean that it now becomes the rule of law? I don't think so. That's not the way the Constitution sets this thing up. It's just like anybody else who's a government official. They have certain prescribed parameters of what they can do and what they can't do. If they act outside of that, they have no authority. So, the legislature, just because you're a member of the legislature, you don't have arrest powers. You don't have police power, so you can't act that way. You don't have judicial power, so you can't interpret or have a case or controversy before you. Judges are the same way, and the Supreme Court's the same way. And there is no question. Anybody who looks at this case, this opinion of these five, has nothing to do with the Constitution. And so the question is, what do we do with it? And I think that we need to treat it the way it is, and that is just the opinion of five lawyers.
Well, these five justices just love international law. Let's say they just decide, even though the Congress passes a law that says, parents cannot kill their children who are disabled. Well, some other nations are now allowing that, parents to actually have their disabled children killed. What if suddenly these five liberal justices say, no, there's a constitutional right? Well, that would be illegitimate.
Well, certainly because it is so far off, I think they've opened themselves up for this kind of criticism. They need to interpret the Constitution, not just simply invent things as they go. And there are now a growing number of scholarly voices that are saying the same thing, that this particular decision has absolutely no grounding in the Constitution of the United States of America. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have a lot of information on our website, and our new website is available as well for our resources that are there. We have the Patriots Handbook series. As part of that Patriots Handbook series, we have the American Documents on Liberty, which have the entire Constitution, which has a great index that is basically unparalleled with other small pocket-sized constitutions that you'll see. You'll be able to see the changes of the Constitution. You'll be able to look up specific phrases and sections of the Constitution through the index. We also have in there the Declaration of Independence, a memo from me, and also Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. You can have that plus many more in the Patriots Handbook series by going to Liberty Counsel's website. Check us out at lc.org and go to the online store. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel with your regular contributions. You can do so at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.